So, tell me.
Tell you what?
About last night. I meet this girl.
She gets drunk, I get drunk, we go back to my place.
So this Bernie's got a pair. It's ladies' night. I'm down. I'm talking dirty. I am impressing myself.
I made her feel like good and evil hung in a balance. You need to go meet a nice-looking female, take her back to your place, turn her out. You know what your problem is? You're too damn good-looking.
What?
Best thing that can happen to your face is an industrial accident.
God damn, like, who these black people. Once again, they did it to me again. But then again, I must say, I kind of like this movie a lot.
Did the Valentine's Day get to you? Did Kevin Hart make you love him?
I just gave this guy shit last month, and I gotta say, Lehu, he made me laugh.
Yeah, you know what? No, you and I, let's be honest, you and I both gave him shit. We gave him a lot of shit, because we said he seemed like he was going to become the studio comedy whipping boy, like Melissa McCarthy has for girls. And this movie, he said, go fuck yourself.
You know what I wonder what it is, though? Is it because of Kevin Hart, or is it because he has someone to feed off with Regina Hall?
I think it's half and half, and we're going to get into that. But people, we're talking about Last Night, which is a
1986 remake that I totally... Have you ever seen the remake starring Rob Lowe?
No, I've never seen the original, although I did do my research on this. And there are some differences to this one that I have heard from people that... I have to say, I think just, you know, I haven't seen the original, but I think just knowing how I like characters in movies, I think I like this one a little more.
I saw it in 12th grade, my senior year, in an English class, if I'm mistaken. You know, one of them classes where I don't have an assignment, so I'm going to put a movie on.
Wow, you just showed your age.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Do the math, kids!
Yeah, people... You know, back in the old movies for a day, P1 used to be the one make the old jokes, but ain't gonna be like that no more. Cause, I don't remember it until I saw this movie and realized. I said, I'm getting chunks and pieces there, but I remember not liking that movie.
Really?
I remember not liking those people that was in it. Once again, it was one of those films that.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Jim Belushi in that movie. As funny of an actor as he is, I heard he was a bit of a douche in that movie.
Yeah, it was, you know what it was? It was a romantic comedy where the comedy wasn't working.
Okay.
And maybe it was based off because of writing or something. I don't know. But this one, it does follow some romantic comedy tropes, which we'll get into. But the basic plot here is Kevin Hart's character starts off Bernie.
Jim Belushi played in the original.
Yeah, and once again, I kept looking. And I was like, I find Kevin Hart to be funny, but is it Kevin Hart, or is it because he has someone to balance off his craziness with? And I don't know if that's what I liked about him the most. But yeah, like you said, we'll get into that later. And yeah, he's in here. He's got his friend Michael Ealy, played by Danny. Danny playing Michael Ealy. And they're at a bar. They're talking about this chick, which is Regina Hall and Joy Bryan, Debbie and Joan. And he's telling about all the crazy sex they had. They open up with this. His leg behind her leg. I was just like, damn, who the fuck is that?
I mean, it's seriously like it. It's like, I'm going to go way out of left field here and pull up a joke that probably no one knows. But for anyone who's seen Drawn Together, one of the episodes, one of the characters is having sex and it's like literally a pretzel. That's what this scene is.
Didn't they do that like twice in that series?
I think they did now that you mentioned it, but it's crazy. Like you see, you're like, what the fuck? How does it even work?
Yeah, exactly. That's what that scene looked like to me. People were like, why are you staring so hard? You looking at this, oh, you pervert. It's like, no, I'm trying to figure out how the fuck she's doing.
Carry the leg, substitute the arm. What the fuck?
You see P1 in the theater trying to put his leg, like, ow, And, you know, he's telling these crazy stories about this guy. And then, you know, they meet up for drinks, and you got Joy Bryant here, Debbie. She's like, oh, you know, I just, you know, they both, her and Michael Ealy just broke out of relationships, and, you know, Kevin Hart and Regina Hall, they're getting all drunk and shit, you know, they're just like, oh, yeah, boring ones and stuff like that. It's like, oh, they're not the boring ones, they're just not the crazy ones like you two motherfuckers are, because they get drunk, man. They, it look like fun, but sometimes I wouldn't want to be in public with them.
No, they are the two people. They are like, we like to party. Let's get drunk, and our dirty laundry everyone's gonna know about.
Truman, fuck.
Yeah, and
let me, you know, you said that's not classy. You're like, you drunk?
Right, exactly. These two are the ones. They are the comedy of the movie. I broke this up into two movies. Kevin Hart and Regina Hall. Their relationship is the comedy of the movie. Now, Michael Ealy and Joy Bryant. Theirs is the actual heart of this movie.
Yeah, that's a good one too. And once you get through that, you know, Michael Ealy and Danny and Joel, Debbie, they start dating a little bit, you know, here and there. You know, it's kind of the rise and fall of, like, a relationship here. You know, they're going to have their ups and downs and shit like that until they break up, then make up, and then pretty much, if you saw Don John with Anne Hathaway and Channing Tatum, that movie right there is kind of portrayed in here, but this one has a little bit, you know, once again, not that romantic comedies are bad. They all have the same formula, but, you know, if it has charm, it can make you laugh, and then you get passed by it.
To me, with this one, I like, you're right, it does follow the formula, like you just said it verbatim, what I like more about this one is that, you know, the formula isn't constructed, and by that I explain, like, you know, it's not, oh, one of them is hiding a secret, and if they just talked it out, you know, then everything would be settled. No, something bad happens with Michael Ealy, and he comes forward, he's like, look, this shit happened, like, I'm sorry, you know.
It feels organic.
Yes, it's realistic. And there's another movie we have to talk about this week, which is the antithesis of this fucking movie.
Which was written by a woman, too, by the
way. Oh, fucking God!
Yeah, I looked it up, man. I was like, please, don't tell me this was, oh my God, directed and written by, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Steve Pink directed this one, who's directed Hot Tub Time Machine.
Which I didn't like.
Yeah, I wasn't that fan of it. Hot Tub Time Machine, I heard people talking about it. Well, I saw that at home. I wasn't really that crowded. It's like, okay, it's whatever. I'd give it a hot streaming at best or something. But it was all right. But watching this one, I felt by myself, like, pointing, like, oh, Kevin Hart, I hate you. Okay, that was cool.
I was just more like, okay, so this is more of the Kevin Hart where his stand-up, where he's more natural. He's getting, because the difference I noticed with this and Ride Along is that I feel like this, they let him and Regina Hall ad-lib, and those two, you're right, they play off each other so much. But even the other thing that you haven't mentioned is that I actually like when he's playing off Michael Ealy.
Oh, yeah. To get back in him and Regina Hall, though, I felt like they were a real couple, like, especially even when... Oh, you can tell they're ad-libbing, especially at the end of the movie, which we'll take later, but at the end of the movie, they just started laughing hard and everything. I was like, I think the camera was supposed to stop, and they just, like, kept it rolling. They were just like, this is a good moment right here. Because I was like, you can tell either they're good friends or they've worked together or something like that, because the chemistry there was feeding up. I'd never seen Regina Hall have this much fun.
Yeah, I it's so good to see her in a comedy that's not, you know, yuck, scary movie.
Yeah, and where she's getting more screen time to portray her comedic effects, because you always see her in bits and pieces in movies like
And
things,
she's
like
always been
movie.
Funny.
Yeah.
She's always been fucking
her
funny.
More time. I felt like this movie gave her so much time. I was just like, this is probably the first movie I saw where I was like, wow, Regina Hall is like, she's one of the carriers of the film.
Right. This is also one of the first Valentine's movies I've seen in a long time. I was like, oh, look, titty! Because I walked in and I thought it was PG-13. So when I see a leg behind the head and then, like, so like full front, I'm like, what the fuck did I walk into?
I think that's another thing that works, too, is that it's rated R as well because of the raunchiness and the language that's used and the sex jokes and shit like that. It felt more realistic because it's like nobody's trying to hold it back and be like fucking PG or something like that. I think that what makes the movie works the most is the characters. And like you was getting into the character... reaction with Michael Ealy and Kevin Hart. I thought that was real friendship right there too. How they,
man. I'll also say this.
Situation before.
Yeah, I'll also say this. Michael Ealy, man, he is a good actor. Cause
he got a lot of charm, dude.
Yeah, he does. Cause he, you know, I watch Almost Human. I love Almost Human, and he's on that show. And for the first 15 minutes of this movie, I was just like, when's the robot going to kick in? I know the robot's going to kick in, but I let that go after 15 minutes because it's like, God damn, he's a charming motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. He's a charming, he's very charismatic. I was like, he just came out of nowhere, too, to be honest. There's a funny-ass scene in this movie that had me in tears, and you know what it is. When after Joan, Regina Hall's, and Kevin Hart's characters break up, and they're at this, like, fancy little party and shit, our good buddy, Billy Brooks' brother, pops up on screen.
Oh, and my God.
What is the first thing that comes out her mouth, Regina Hall, is, oh, my God, I'm sorry, I was distracted. Just look at your teeth. I said,
I caught that too because I was like, huh, teeth, that can't, oh my God.
I said, who wrote this now? Like, there is no way they actually passed that joke on. That's an inside joke that somebody in that inside had me writing this shit, because I was like, there is no way that joke. And it's funny because he is smiling his ass off with them teeth, and I was just looking at him, I was like, oh my God, look at that nigga right here. And she said, look at your teeth. They are just, I was like, oh my God.
Meanwhile, Billy's sitting in the theater like, motherfucker.
That could have been me. that should have been me.
Although there is a lot of black people around here.
Yeah, one complaint I do have is it felt a little longer than an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, it's in to me.
For me, it started feeling long because it kept going back and forth between whether they were arguing or not, and I was like, oh, okay, I don't need to see that back and forth now. But once again, here the characters kind of they held it together as far as like being, once again, it's not a fucking fantasy. I mean,
yeah, it seems realistic. And one thing I forgot to mention, I really like the directorial and editing choice where when Regina Hall's character and Kevin Hart's character. They do this really cool thing that actually didn't get old, where you see the two of them pretty much describe the same thing except to their other friend, and it actually
how they can switch it back.
Yeah, and the editing plays really well off it.
They open up with that shot too, which we see that in a lot of movies. It's just like, oh my fucking God! I think American Hustle is one of them. To be honest,
and it sucks. Like they don't nail it, yeah. And this one actually does.
Mm-hmm. Another thing too is I was gonna say Regina Hall and Kevin Hart's character. It's funny when Kevin Hart, he's trying to be like the boy, like, man, you need to leave that bitch, and then he has this moment where he's like, man, I love her, man. he's like, what we do, it just works. We talk shit to each other in public, but then we go home at night to each other. You know, next know it's just sweet love. You know, that's just how I was like. Damn, why does he feel like a... Like, even that scene where she introduced Makai Brooks, Billy's brother, and Kevin Hart, like, wasn't, like, smiling loud or anything like that. And he told her... I forgot the line he told her. I was like, damn, did he just act?
Yeah, he actually... That was the thing. That was the thing that shocked me, is he actually showed he has some chops in this movie.
I was like, I looked at him and said, did he just deliver a drama line? I said, what the fuck?
You know what? I've always thought this about him, and I mean this full-heartedly. I do see him as one of those guys where if you get the right director in his hands, like Steven Soderbergh or someone like that, they could get a good performance out of him.
Hey, actually, you know what? Seeing this made me want to see him in something else besides a comedy now, though.
Yeah. I would say the same thing. I mean, he's a great comedian. He's great at stand-up. And this movie shows, like, if you give him the right material and you just let him work with it a little bit, I think he, you know, I think he's a funny guy. I thought the same way at the Think Like a Man, honestly, too. Where that was the other movie where he really was given room to work and he worked it.
You know what? Another thing, too, is that Michael Ealy and Joy Bryan, they both had some little, it was more cute comedic lines, but they had the little one-liners every now and they were sneaking that were cute between the two that were, like, funny between, like, oh, that's kind of cute right there.
He was reminding me of Taye Diggs in that Best Man Holiday.
Best Man Holiday, yeah, which could have been another good movie added in and going for another hour and
yeah.
Pressed the fuck out of me. But no, I think, once again, I think what holds this together is that it's real. The characters they have a lot of good connection together. The characters feel real. The drama doesn't feel forced. It's actually real shit that's happening.
And that's the key. That's the key. I think you just hit the nail on the head. That's the key of why this movie didn't piss me off when it easily could have. Because
Mike Ealy loses a job and he has to fire like a friend of his father that he's grown up with and stuff like that. Well, pretty much not fire, but he's got to close his business down. And, you know, he can tell he's feeling that, but he doesn't know how to express that. So, you know, they have, like, a back and forth kind of argument, which I was just like, that's kind of realistic. And like you said earlier, there's a conflict, not so much a conflict, but his ex-wife, played by Paula Patton. God damn, I don't know how you can pass that up, Michael. Jesus Christ. I was like, she would make a Negro sweat in a fucking heartbeat if she did that in my place.
Yeah, until like, she opened her mouth and was a bitch. And then I was like, oh, I see it now.
I would have been like, you got to go. And I remember when she was crawling on the ground, he just said, oh, crawling now. I said, yeah, crawling now. Oh.
He went, why do you have a boner? Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
Show some fucking restraint. This isn't the internship.
Look what you did to me. Get out of here. You can't do that anymore. But that's his ex-wife that he had like a real bad ex-girlfriend. I can't remember. That he had a real bad breakup with.
I think it's his girlfriend. I think you're right on that.
Okay, yeah. They had a real bad breakup, and she shows up randomly, and he can't leave her at the bar drunk and shit like that because, I don't know why. They don't want to leave her at
a He's a good guy. Like, I mean, when he did that, I understand where he's coming from completely. I mean, you obviously, when you have an ex, you don't want to see them, you know, completely shit-faced, and then the big burly dude, hey, baby. It's like, okay, we're avoiding this.
I've done that before, and I know a bunch of friends that have done that for. Mr. Chicago John has done that before, so...
I've done it, too. Like I've had to do it. It sucks, but you gotta do it.
It does fucking suck, dude. He's looking at him and be like, oh, God, fucking bitch. I mean, but there's a... He doesn't do anything with her. He gets her sober, even though she's faking it, and she leaves. And the next day, when his girlfriend comes back in town, he tells her, she was over here, this happened, I didn't sleep with her, blah, blah, blah. They have a little argument, as expected.
Yeah, it's very realistic. I mean, admittedly, as a guy's standpoint, like, I would look at a girl and be like, nothing happened. Do you want a camera? Like, come on!
Yeah, and you know, and it's realistic from the girl's point to be like, but the bitch was here and shit like that. You yes. know, stuff like that. So, it was a realistic argument for her to be upset and him to just tell her, like, it doesn't happen. I don't know why you care. So I felt like that. I was like, this is a real connection right here. I actually understand this because, once again, as a guy, we don't like romantic comedy movies, but I've been in this situation. I've seen this situation before, so it felt real to me.
Yeah, everything in here you can relate to.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what's the best part of it, to be honest. And this is the first... I can't remember, but I'll go ahead and say it. It's probably one of the first romantic comedies that follow that formula as far as the breakup-makeup thing that is actually... well done, to be honest.
Yeah,
probably one
very
of the
well done. I completely agree. I completely agree.
Yeah, well, did you get this, Leo? Or well, thoughts before
you did it? No, I'm ready to go. Here's the thing. I walked into this after seeing the antithesis of what this movie, everything good about this movie, so I was pissed off walking into this.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it calmed me down. I said, oh, thank you, God. Someone actually understands how to make a romantic comedy, you know, a romantic movie still. Because the other movie made me almost lose all hope in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I can see that.
So.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I think the writer is a woman on this as well.
That would not surprise me.
You know what? Yeah, it is. It's Leslie Headland, if I'm not mistaken. She wrote the screenplay for this
Yes,
one.
She did. And this was produced. Do you know who produced this?
That's the one fact I probably do not know.
It is Will Gluck, who did Easy A and Friends with Benefits.
Which is funny, I think it's a first-time writer here.
Yes, it is.
The producer here, I like their work, but the director is the only one I don't really care for his work, and I think he did a good job as well.
Yeah, he did. I completely agree. He did a fantastic job, in my opinion. Oh, one last thing I have to bring up. I also found it really funny that they did a gender change on the magical mystical Negro.
Ah, they made him.
They made him a white bartender.
I'm glad you brought that up. I want to talk about that place. That's the movie spoilers meetup was ever at.
Wow, cool. And
So that bar is very prominent to me in my list because that bar is badass. Right?
Yeah, and the bartender. You know, back to the days when Adam Sandler made good movies, fucking Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald.
Yeah, Christopher McDonald in here.
Who does a great job.
Which is one of the reasons why Michael Ealy is having a little drama in his life, because he was like the best friend of his father, and he was there even for when he passed away and stuff, and Michael Ealy's been around him since he was 6, I think he said. I can't remember.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's like a father figure to him, kind of.
Yeah, and McDonald really, you know, he has some funny shit in this movie, but when he has to deliver the drama, he does it. And I guess that's just my final point. I give this a low C it. I think, honestly, out of all the Valentine's Day movies, this is by far and fucking away the best.
Yeah, especially this year.
Yeah, by far and fucking away the best thing to go see this Valentine's Day. If you got to take... You know, you got to take your significant other to a date. I point to this movie. Do not fucking go see anything else. RoboCop, we've already talked about. The other two movies, we haven't talked about yet. One is just stupid, and the other is... Oh, God, we're going to get into that. So...
I like your reaction to that. Save that.
So, yeah, I give this a low C. The only reason it's not getting a regular C is only because you already said it. It does follow that formula, so you can call it from the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to point out that bar one more time. Casey's Irish Pub and Grill, downtown LA. That's a fucking amazing bar. It has bands show up there, and actually some good bands. First movie supposed to meet up there. A lot of good people there. People, go check that out. The once again, the area felt related to me because I knew the streets and shit. So all the places they were going to, I was like, yeah, I've been there.
Now you know how I feel whenever a movie's filmed in Pittsburgh, where I'm like, hey!
So, Out of the Furnace and Lone Survivor were true to you then, huh?
Oh, God. City! I have Inspector Gadget. Wait, shit, I probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah, keep it with your movies are gritty, dark, and hard.
We get all those thrillers that know of their city once.
Yeah.
Although,
I told you before, Out of the Furnace review, I like when they do it in Pittsburgh. At least with the Out of Furnace setting and shit like that. I like that kind of setting to me for movies. So,
oh, we did get Jack Ryan and Dark Knight Rises.
See?
There we go.
We had Dark Knight Rises as well.
Yeah, both. All right, what do you give it?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, it felt relatable as far as the city, the places, the people. Man, I like the people a lot. Kevin Hart, this is probably... I'm going to say this is probably the best movie I've seen him in, honestly. And
I agree.
Regina Hall, she gets a lot of screen time on here where you can finally see her comedic acting chops. She has great comedic timing. I've always gave her credit in that, but this is the first I've ever seen her in full blast.
And you can see everything else about Regina Hall, but...
See side boobs and every goddamn thing as well, too. That's how you know it's radar, because I was like, at you right there. I was going to give it a low seed as well, because like you said, Falzo, you can tell where things are going to go, how things are going to happen. Actually, you know what? This movie would get a high seed from me if you remember that scene where he called her in the bathroom and she hung up on him, right?
Yeah.
If they would have just stuck with him and her not getting back together at the end, if they would have just left it like that, I would have been like, that's a bold fucking move to do. Right.
I probably would have too. That probably would have been like the pushover. Where it's like, yeah. All right, you win.
That scene was real emotional right there when she like didn't even like hear him and she just started putting the phone. I was just like, oh shit, is this where it's going? Where it's gonna go? I was like, is she gonna like move on and just like you know what, you did this to me. I can't go on. I was just like, oh shit. I was like, I was with it even more. I was like, finally, we getting some romantic comedies here that's doing shit different, but. Yeah, they didn't do that, but you know, it's still a good movie, still a good ending as well. The music actually was decent in as well. So,
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good point.
Yeah, because they played some sounds in there. I think John Legend was mainly the one doing most of the songs.
I noticed a lot of his songs in here, but that's not surprising considering it's an all black cast. But
yeah, say all black cast, Legend equals soundtrack.
Yeah.
So now we just gotta wait for. Just Think Like a Man 2 now.
Oh, yeah, that's this summer. Black. That's right.
Yeah, the next all-black comedy, man. Michael Whoopee! Ealy. That's right. Michael Ealy, all you had to do was turn into a robot. I would have fucking ran to that screen and been like, I love you.
I just wanted to, just during one of the sex scenes, be like, oh, baby, you know, you ready? Initiate program. What? Oh, nothing, baby. It's all right.
I wanted Carl Urban to just pop.
Be like, you stupid!
I'm proud of you. And what's that now? Hey, we got 10-4 going. Come on.
Look, man. Fuck, dude.
I don't feel like a human.
All right. Good night, everyone.
There ain't no magic in that mini, Mike. Baby, there you go again.
There you go again. Man, I'm seeing a difference in you. I feel like it's because of her.
I'm kind of jealous.
I'm really happy for you.
Really?
Hell no. This is stupid.
Really? And I know I said it a million times. Yeah.
I'll get it.
You got it, baby? Start. Girl, you look good.
Food looks really good.
Hey, girl, listen to me. The food is vile. Do not swallow the food. You wait till she not looking, spit it in the bag. Get low. Do it fast, because the food will eat through the bag. She'll smell it. You and your own. I try to tell you. Yeah, baby, give me one.